USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package and allowing for a final vote on Monday or even sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and a much larger budget resolution. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will need several more votes before it's approved and sent to the House, and it would provide more than $500 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, broadband expansion, drinking water projects, and more. And the U.S. women's basketball team captured gold in Tokyo, beating Japan in the finals 90-75. Brittany Griner led the squad with 30 points on 14 of 18 shooting. The win gives the team its 7th consecutive gold medal and 9th in the last 10 Olympics. Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi won their 5th gold medals, the first international basketball players to achieve that feat. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, and allowing for a final vote on Monday or sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and on a much larger budget resolution. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one lawmaker unconvinced by the bill. He tells Fox News that the package is an inflation bomb being dropped on an economy already damaged by rapidly rising prices.
Inflation is going way up because the federal government's been spending way too much money that it doesn't have. When it does that, we effectively just print more money. I mean, look, I know U.S. treasuries are issued and everything, but it has the same effect as just printing more money. We got the same basket, more or less, of goods and services in the economy, but when you dramatically expand the money supply in the way that they're doing, that means the price of everything will go up.
And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The debate over mask mandates has reignited as more localities consider reimposing them for public places in the wake of the CDC changing its guidance, saying that masks should be worn indoors regardless of vaccination status in areas with high or substantial transmission of the coronavirus. But Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan says that the argument over reimposing mask mandates distracts from the efforts to increase vaccinations. He tells CNN that's something that will protect more people from the virus.
Well, certainly our numbers, like many other states, are significantly increasing daily. Our hospitalizations are increasing. We're keeping a very close eye. The good news is we still do have hospital capacity, and we expect that to continue. You know, I'm one of those individuals that think the argument for and against these mask mandates is a distraction from the real solution. Vaccines are the real solution. You know, last week I made a statement that millions of Americans, and to that fact, millions of Georgians are only one question away from being answered, from getting a vaccine. And I'm just surprised that more organizations and companies aren't focusing on trying to get folks vaccinated or at least get their questions answered, like Major League Baseball or the NFL or the NBA. You know, look, when they care about an issue, they can certainly create a lot of attention. And so I call on folks like that to help us try to get the real solution across the finish line here, and that's the vaccine.
And Dennis Thomas, co-founder of the band Kool & the Gang, has died. Thomas was the alto sax player, flautist, and percussionist for the band, best known for hits like Celebration, Joanna, and Get Down On It. He was 70 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.